And yeah, we're actually joined right now by Dale Murphy. Terrific, absolutely great all-timer for the Atlanta Braves. And he joins us now on The Attack. Good morning, Dale. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
A pleasure to have you with us. You know, we talked to Frank Thomas yesterday, and the tie-in that Maytag has with Major League Baseball is absolutely outstanding. Talk about your relationship with Maytag and their relationship with MLB.
Yeah, I think it's just a fantastic partnership, and I'm thankful to be a part of it here in Atlanta. Maytag, the newest sponsor of Major League Baseball, official washer and dryer of Major League Baseball. They just have a great idea here at Turner Field. If you look out over the left field wall out in the visitor's bullpen, there's an open washer out there, Maytag washer. And if anybody hits one in there between now and the end of the season, the local Boys and Girls Club here in Atlanta gets $1 million. And I just think it's a great idea. I'm thankful to be a part of the Maytag team with Major League Baseball and the Atlanta Braves, and I just couldn't be more thrilled.
Dale, the Braves this past off season went into major sell mode, and they really made a concerted effort towards building for the future. And they got off to a surprisingly good start early in the year in the NL East, and they faded of late. Talk to us about what you're seeing in Atlanta and, you know, when you think the future becomes now and how bright the future is for this Atlanta Braves team.
Well, it's a challenge to do both at the same time. You either got to rebuild and restructure or compete. And you're right. I think with a little luck there at the first half, they had a shot at actually leading the division. They had a little stumble in Colorado right before the All-Star break, and then Freddie Freeman went down, Jason Grilli went down, and they went into a little bit of the sell mode at the trade deadline. So they got a new stadium coming up here. I think they're kind of gearing up for a couple years from now. They've stockpiled and reorganized the minor leagues. They got some really good talent there, stockpiled it with pitching. And, you know, just made a big trade with the Dodgers, got a young hitter from Cuba. So they're probably closer than people think. I think that's the thing we got to look at is baseball with the wild card now. You don't have to, you know, win 95 games. You got to get in the playoffs, and I think they're closer than they look right now.
Dale, is that a hard sell to the fan base, a fan base that's used to winning? And you have the combination of, hey, we're opening a new stadium in a couple of years, and the team's going to be good in a couple of years. How tough is that to sell to the fan base?
Well, it's tough, no question about it. I think that's, you know, that's the challenge of trying to reorganize everything is go down both paths and stay competitive. But they were competitive you know, I think they still are. I think you need a little perspective. Like you said, the challenge is with the fan base that has been spoiled during the Chipper Jones era, and the Smoltz era and Glavin and Maddox, you know, were in the playoffs every year. You know, it wasn't too long ago when I was with the team and, you know, being six or seven games out, you know, we'd have taken that. But it's tough, no question about it. And that's why you got to turn things around as quick as you can, but, you know, make some sense to it, too.
That's the voice of former Atlanta Braves great Dale Murphy joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And you mentioned being on teams that aren't necessarily competing. You know, what is that like? What is that like? You get to the dog days of August, and reality has set in that, hey, we're not making the playoffs, and we're really not going anywhere, and we're just playing out the string. What is that clubhouse, and what is that dugout like from the dog days of August through the end of September?
Well, that depends on the leadership of your clubhouse and the manager and the staff, really. You can... You got to be careful. You got to, you know, especially sometimes at the trade deadline when when you do become sellers and make some big trades and guys are leaving the team. But you got to realize that there are some young players up here in Atlanta, and guys are playing for the future, so guys are going to be playing hard. I think it really is the veterans that are in the clubhouse that'll set the tone the rest of the way, and how much pride you have in what you're doing out there. And you just got to push it a little bit harder. It's easier to show up when you're in a pennant race, no question about it. But, you know, you got to be a professional about it. You're getting paid really well. You got to go out and play hard.
You know, it has to be awkward for the manager, too. And I don't know how much opportunity you have to talk to Freddie Gonzalez. But here he takes over from the legend, has some success, but now is in transition mode. Just from a job security perspective, I would imagine he has to be worried that once they're good, he might be gone.
Well, I think Freddie's done a great job. Like you say, taking over for Bobby Cox and, you know, all those championships they won here, I think Freddie's done a great job. As a manager, when you see what's happening, I think they understand. They've given him another year, extended him a year with an option after that. But, you know, they've traded Kimbrel, both Uptons, and Jason Hayward, and they've done some big things around here. And when you look at what the staff has done with all the changes, I think it's been remarkable. So I think they'll take that under consideration.
Now, we're talking about the future, Dale, because it's a couple of years down the road, the new Suburban Stadium, and at that time, it looks like this Atlanta Braves team should be ready to contend with a wealth of young pitching and a bunch of new position players. How soon before we see a bunch of those young arms up on the major league level to learn how to be major leaguers? You go back to Glavine and Smoltz and Avery, and if you remember when they were young, they had to learn how to win. And their first year in the major leagues, all of them had terrible records and dealt with a lot of frustration. So how soon will we see these guys up on the major league stage trying to learn how to be major leaguers?
Well, you bring up a really good point. You know, the minor leagues is stocked with a lot of prospects in the pitching. I think I don't know the numbers, but the transactions over the last year, I think, there's been 15 at least young pitchers involved. But that is a really good point. You can't just say, you know, we got a guy in A ball and in 3 years he'll be in the big leagues, because it is an adjustment. And you're exactly right. You look at Glavine and Smoltz, the adjustments they had to make. But someone will rise to the top, and we got a kid here. We got in a trade recently, Whistler, young kid, but looks like he knows how to pitch. The other thing is, you put a team behind him. If you'll remember early in Smoltz and Glavin's career, we didn't have a good team behind him. Didn't play good defense, didn't score a lot of runs. When they made the changes here with John Schuerholz getting a really good infield, Terry Pendleton and Sid Bream, Otis Nixon in the outfield scored a few runs, and then you got the money, which they have available, and they will have available to get veteran pitchers to help these young pitchers along, and a good bullpen. I think it'll be sooner rather than later.
We've got about 90 seconds left with you, Dale. It seems as if there's been a real transition in baseball from PED power to power arms in baseball. The excitement to me has not waned in baseball in any way, shape, or form. When you got a guy coming in that's bringing it at 100 miles an hour, to me that's every bit as exciting as a guy that hits a 500-foot home run. Is the game as exciting to you with this transition of young arms dominating right now and offense being as a premium?
Well, that's a good question. I think you got to weigh it. If you look back when the offense was dominant, the price we paid for the, you know, PEDs and steroids and everything. I think what we found is that the attendance is good. The game is exciting. We don't want every game to be 1-0, but We got some good hitters parks throughout the league. We got some good young hitters. And I think there's a good combination. There's no question. You're right. There are a lot of power arms. And baseball fans, I think, appreciate, you know, well-played games, exciting games. Not every game has to be 12-10 with, you know, six home runs between the teams. But I think right now we've got a pretty good combination of things going.
Dale, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. It was truly a pleasure. We appreciate you coming on. You're welcome back anytime. And we'll be on the lookout for a baseball dropping into a Maytag washer.
Great. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye now. That was great. Dale Murphy joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack.